Welcome to this demo of setting up the Apple Watch Series 3 GPS stroke cellular model. And in this demo, besides setting up the watch, I'm going to show you how I go up connecting it to Telstra here in Australia with Telstra One, which allows me to use the cellular function of the smartwatch, i.e. the Apple Watch cellular version, when I'm out and about from my Wi-Fi or iPhone. So what I'm going to do today, I'm actually going to nick out this afternoon after I finish this initial recording for the setup and adding my subscription to Telstra One, which is about $5 Australian. I'll get my wife to call me on my watch when I'm gone shopping, leaving my iPhone behind. All right, that's enough chit-chat. Let me just grab my phone out of my pocket. Hey Siri, open watch.
Watch, my watch.
Okay, now I'm actually just going to put my phone, just going to put it next to the Series 3 watch, and I'm going to activate VoiceOver by pressing the digital crown in 3 times, 1, 2, 3, of course I've already turned it on. There we go.
VoiceOver on.
What I might actually do is, just to make it easier, so let me take off my Series 2. Grab the Series 3 because it's currently sitting on charge. I'm actually going to put it on my wrist. It's going to make it easier. Just got one of the fluoroless demo bands on it. Okay. And I'm just flicking between the info and the language. Yeah, I did that and you didn't do anything. So I'm going to double tap on more info. Yep, I want English. Double tap on English. And of course I'm using the watch here at the moment.
Choose region. Australia.
Double tap on Australia.
Selected. Australia.
Yep, as current. And touching the screen and it's not talking. Oh, here we go. Come on, talk to me. They're touching the screen.
Back button.
Clicking the right.
Info about the Apple
Watch. Oh.
Back button.
Okay.
Pair Apple Watch manually. A video of thousands of tiny effulgent lights.
Okay, that's pretty normal. All right, so obviously holding it near the iPhone 8 Plus did absolutely nothing, so fine.
David's Apple Watch, more info. Pair new watch, button.
So I'm going to pair new watch because I want to keep my Series 2 also connected, so double tap on that.
Cancel, but hold Apple Watch up to the camera. Align it with the viewfinder, pair Apple Watch manually.
And I want to pair Apple Watch manually.
Cancel. But tap the info button on your Apple Watch to view its name. Then tap the corresponding name in the list of devices. Apple Watch 23411.
Yeah, button. Well, that's the only one in the room, so that's currently in setup mode. So I'm going to double tap on that one. I'm going to grab the info button.
Enter the 6-digit code displayed on your Apple Watch.
Enter the 6-digit code displayed on your Apple Watch.
A video. Enter this code on your iPhone.
0536688. 0 5 2 3 6 6 5 8 8.
Assistive touch menu.
Sorry, I've got the assistive touch on at the moment.
Double tap to open the menu.
Surrounded by several intricate lines, indicating that pairing is complete.
Okay, that was the watch talking.
Watch. Your Apple Watch is paired. Heading. Photo of Apple Watch featuring a 42mm. Restore from backup. Button.
Restore from backup.
Set up as new Apple Watch.
And
button.
I better set this one up as a new Apple Watch.
Set up as new Apple Watch. Wrist preference. Heading. Photo of Apple Watch featuring a 42mm case. On which wrist do you wear Apple Watch?
On which wrist do you wear Apple Watch?
Left. Button.
Left.
Right.
Or button. Right. So flicking back to the left.
Button.
And double tap on left.
Left. Dim. In progress. Back button. In progress. Connecting your Apple Watch. This may take a moment.
Apple logo surrounded by several.
Back button.
Apple logo surrounded by several intricate...
Still the watch talking. All right.
Back button.
Flick to the right.
Terms and conditions.
There you go. Terms and conditions.
Agree. Button.
Touch the bottom right-hand side of the screen and double tap on agree.
Alert. Terms and conditions. Flick
to the right.
Cancel.
Agree. I agree.
Button.
Double tap on that again.
In progress.
In progress.
Back button.
Back button. Flicking to the right.
In progress.
Now, Apple. Your Apple ID was used to sign into iCloud on an Apple Watch. Dear David.
Yeah. That's my Mac talking. Let me just go back to the beginning of the screen. Back button. Yeah, but you stop talking to me.
Shared settings. Photo of Apple Watch featuring a colorful field of icons. Apple Watch share settings with iPhone 4. Location services and find my iPhone Siri analytics. Some watch faces and apps may use the location when location services.
Fine.
Button.
Double tap.
Okay. Back button.
Apple logo surrounded by several
intricate lines. Yeah, thank you, Series 3. Flicking to the right.
Apple Watch passcode. Photo of Apple Watch display in the box. Create a passcode. Button.
Create a passcode.
Create a passcode. Heading. Create a four-digit passcode on your Apple Watch.
I'm putting my phone down, coming back to my watch. Button. Now, I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my PIN number for my passcode. And now I've got to type in again.
One.
Touch the top of my screen.
Re-enter passcode.
Yep, re-enter passcode. Type in again. Okay, put it in.
Apple logo surrounded by several intricate lines, indicating that pairing is
okay,
complete.
Grab my phone again. Top of screen.
Back button. Continue setup on your iPhone. Debit or store cards and use Apple Pay. Apple may use anonymous logo. Continue. Button.
Double tap on continue.
Camera viewfinder. Add card. Position your card in the enter card details. Set up later in the Apple Watch app.
This
button.
Is about Apple Pay, which I'm not going to be using. So
set up later.
Set up later.
Apple logo surrounded by
flicking to the right on your iPhone.
SMS. Indicating continue. Pairing is complete. Button. Back button.
Flicking to the right.
Emergency SOS.
Set up on your iPhone.
Continue. Button. Learn more. Button. You can press and keep holding the side button to call emergency services from your Apple Watch when it's connected to your iPhone. You can also choose emergency contacts to notify when you use emergency SOS.
To the right again.
You can press
yep.
and keep. Learn more.
Back to the left.
Button. Continue.
Button. Double tap and continue.
Back button.
Apple logo surrounded by several.
Listen, the watch is still working.
Mobile setup. When your Apple Watch is not connected to your iPhone, you can continue to make and receive calls and access apps using mobile data. To enable mobile data, add your Apple Watch to your existing iPhone mobile plan.
Yep.
Set up mobile. Button.
And here we are. Set up mobile, which is what I want to do. Double tap.
Set up mobile. Alert. Back Telstra. Heading.
Here's Telstra.
Cancel. But please wait while the page is loading.
I actually rang Telstra this morning before I did the demo and asked them how they do it. And they said, oh, yep, if you go through the setup process for the watch will actually prompt you to log in to Telstra and activate it that way. So let me just see what that
this
means.
This should only take a few seconds to complete. This should only please wait while the page is loading.
Please wait while the page is loading.
Telstra one number $5 per.
Oh, here we are.
Image.
Gee, that was quick.
Telstra one number. Image.
Okay, let me just
cancel.
Go back to the top
button.
Of the screen.
Telstra. Telstra.
Okay,
heading.
So Telstra's a heading. Flicking to the right.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Button. Image.
Image.
Telstra one number $5 per month free for your first 3 months.
Leave Telstra one number $5 a month. Free for the first
Bullet
3 months. Very nice.
Bullet one. Button. Add to plan. Button.
Add to plan.
Full stop. Bullet one. Button. Add to plan. Button. Full stop. Bullet one. Button. Add to plan.
Right, okay, so yeah, it seems to be just going around in circles a bit.
Image. Bullet one. Add to plan. Button.
All right. Add to plan. Double tap.
Add to plan. Dimmed. Username. Text field. Username.
Yeah,
double
let me flip
edit.
Back to left.
Username. Telstra ID. PNG. Image. Login using your main.
Okay. Login using your
Telstra ID. PNG.
Telstra ID.
Username. Username. Text field. Username.
All right. So I'm just going to put that down. I'm just going to grab my Bluetooth keyboard here for my iPhone. Because I'm not going to type in my username and password because it's quite long. Let me just wake up my keyboard.
Caps lock on. Caps lock off.
Okay, I'm going to pause the recording and put in my username and password. Okay, I'm going to do VR right here since I'm still using my keyboard.
Login button.
And we have spacebar on login. And I'll turn my keyboard off once I know it's working.
Connect 131/12/17.
So if I touch towards the top of the screen.
Telstra one number, $5. Month. Free for 3 months if you connect by 31/. Things you need to know. First 3 months free. Get a $5 credit per month for the first 3 months of your Telstra.
First 3 months free.
Usage on your Apple Watch Series. Any calls made or tech. International roaming.
This is all blah, blah,
your
blah.
Apple Watch,
information
using multiple
stuff.
Device. Only one Apple Watch. Cancel anytime. With Telstra one. Tips for. If your Apple Watch. I've read an. Terms and conditions. I've read and agree to the. Terms and conditions. Ling. Buy now. Dimmed.
It's interesting that buy now is dimmed. Hang on.
Telstra. Hit. Cancel. But. Ling. Telstra one number. $5. Month. Free for 3 months if you connect by 31/12/17. Things you need to know. First 3 months free. Get a 5. Usage on your Apple. Any call. Internet. Your app. Using. Only one. Cancel. With tips for. If. I. If your. I. Turn. Buy now. Buy now. Dimmed. Button.
Pause the recording.
Even if your mobile can.
I'm actually just going to go and check with my wife to see why this page is not working with VoiceOver. All right, yep, there was an agree checkbox, as in I have agreed to the terms, and that was not accessible with VoiceOver. I had to get my wife to tap on the checkbox for I agree to the terms and conditions, and then the buy button became active, and she's just double-tapped on it. So if I now turn back on VoiceOver, isn't that amazing? There's always something that stops us. All right, so fling to the right.
Cancel. Done indicator icon. Image.
That's done.
Your Telstra One number subscription is now active.
Your Telstra One subscription is now active.
You can now use your Telstra One number subscription to send /receive messages and make /receive calls on your Apple Watch Series 3 on the Telstra mobile network.
Okay, you can now use your Series 3 on the Telstra mobile network.
There may be a slight delay before your subscription. Done. button.
And there's the done button. At least that's accessible. Done.
Watch. Back button.
Okay, so flicking to the right.
Mobile data is ready. When Apple Watch is away from your iPhone, you can make and receive calls, send and receive messages, continue. Button.
Okay, so when Apple Watch is away from your iPhone, you continue to make phone calls, blah, 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 and double tap on continue.
Back button.
Apple logo. Apple logo. That's my watch talking still.
Install available apps.
Install available apps.
Photo of Apple Watch featuring a couple. Install all. Button. Choose later. Button.
And I'm going to double tap on install later.
In progress.
Sync progress. Back 0%.
Sync progress, 0%.
Apple Watch is syncing. Sync progress, 1%. Your Apple Watch is almost ready.
4%.
You'll get an alert when it's done syncing, so you can use your iPhone as you normally would. You'll get an alert when it's done. Your app, sync progress, 7%.
Sync progress, 7%. So what I might do, I might just pause the recording while this percentage is updating itself. Let me see what you're up to.
Your Apple Watch is up. Sync progress, 19%.
Let's put my phone down.
21%.
Oh, 21%. Good. All right, I'll just pause the recording and I'll come back on as when we've almost finished. All right, so as I was waiting, received a SMS message to say that my Telstra One account is now active, which is good. All right, so let's just see.
Your Apple Watch is almost sync progress. 81%.
81%, good. Just wish one day we could just have things 88%. Run automatically and not have to get sighted assistance all the time. Isn't it amazing? Just one little checkbox 81%. Stops you proceeding.
Discover and download apps designed for Apple Watch.
100%.
100%.
Okay, but App Store. Discover and download apps designed for Apple.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, that
button.
Was the iPhone
alert.
And the AirPods.
Location sharing and Apple Watch. If you use this iPhone to share your location and find my friends and messages, your cellular Apple Watch may also be used to share your location.
Yep, you'll share your location. The Apple Watch will also share it. Fine.
Okay, button.
Tap it okay.
Welcome to the Apple Watch app. My watch, adjust settings, organize apps and customize your watch faces.
Yeah, yeah, welcome to the watch app.
Face gallery, browse watch face, app store, discover and download apps. Okay, button.
Double tap on all that blurb.
Okay. My watch, back button, Apple Watch, heading, auto switch, on.
And I've got auto switch on because
automatically connect to any paired Apple Watch when you put it on and raise your wrist.
So automatically switch between any Apple Watch. So I've still got my Series 0, which I haven't reconnected to this one, my Series 2, and now my Series 3. So
selected David's Apple Watch, aluminium, 42mm case.
So that's 42mm case. That's the 42mm case.
Automatically selected. David's Apple Watch, aluminium, 42mm case.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rename these later on. I might do a separate demo on renaming because
David's Apple Watch, aluminium, 42mm case.
That's got exactly the same name, and that's my Series 2. So I'm going to do a two-finger scrub to go back to the main screen. Oh, that was my bring. Just touch it.
24 degrees Fahrenheit. 1:12 p.m. and maps. Phone. Phone.
Maps.
1:12 p.m.
This is actually on my watch face.
24 degrees Fahrenheit. 24 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now let's see what happens when I bring up the control center.
Enable auto notificate control center.
Double tap on control center.
Connected over iPhone.
Connected over iPhone. 0.5 bars. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? That's my mobile coverage.
Connected over iPhone.
Absolutely nothing at the moment.
0.5 mobile data. Switch button on.
That's it. Mobile data switch button
double
on. It's currently on.
Airplane mode.
And the
switch
rest of it, I think, is pretty standard. Airplane
done.
Mode.
100% battery.
Ping iPhone.
Torch.
Do not disturb.
Switch button off.
It's off.
Mute.
Cinema mode.
Water lock.
Airplay. And that's it.
Switch button off.
Cool. So for the moment, I'm going to pause this recording and in time jumping in podcasting, I will come back in a tick and let you know how it goes when I go shopping this afternoon, leaving my phone at home. I'll talk to you later. Okay, so here I am back again. It's actually about, what time is it? 8 o'clock at night time. So I've just got way back from shopping, had dinner, boys have had the baths, blah, blah, blah. And what was interesting was probably at about 4 o'clock, so I completed the initial podcast at about, or the recording, about 1:25 roughly. And remember in the recording it actually said Telstra 0.5 bars. Well, at about 4 o'clock it then said Telstra 2.5 bars. So I think what happened was that the plan was activated, but I wasn't actually on the mobile Telstra network at that stage. it only happened about 2.5 hours later. Now, they did tell me when I rang them this morning during the recording that whilst the plan was active, it could take up between 10 minutes to 4 hours for the mobile plan to be fully active. So now, if I touch my Series Watch 3 and wake it up,
8:36 p.m. and 37 seconds.
So it's 8:36 at night now. If I flick up
control center,
and double tap on the control center, whoops.
Control center.
And double tap on the control center.
Connected over iPhone. 2 of 5 bars. Image.
Okay, so it now says connected over iPhone. 2 of 5 bars. So now it's actually active. As far as receiving and making phone calls, it was actually funny because when I jumped in the car and went to do some shopping, left my phone at home. About 2 minutes into the drive towards the shops, one of my friends rang me on my normal number, because remember, the number that the watch uses is the same number as your iPhone. So he just rang my mobile number normally, and I was talking to him on the Apple Watch. I just answered it normally. It's got a different ring to the old Apple Watch, so to speak. It's actually got quite a pleasant ring to it, and in a tick, I'll actually give it a ring. So I yakked to him for about 5 minutes on the watch, went quite well. And then on the way home from shopping, I gave my wife a ring, and that was just a piece of cake. I actually used Siri to make the phone call, and it all worked as expected, as the incoming call did. So I've got absolutely no complaints with using the watch as a cellular, in brackets, phone. All right, so I've got my iPhone 8 Plus here. I'm just going to turn it off.
Power off. Button.
Just so you can actually hear what the actual Series 3 watch sounds like when you call it. So I'm just going to get my landline, put in my mobile number. It's dialing. Okay, that's what it sounds like. Of course, the watch is also vibrating. And if I touch the screen... Okay, so I'm going to answer the call, which is pretty good. I can hear myself talking from one to the other. And to hang up, of course, I can do a two-finger double tap. If I want to increase the volume of the call, I just spin the digital crown. Okay, and if I want to lower the volume, I just spin it back down, and it's nice and quiet. Okay, turn it back up again. And then, of course, to hang up before it gets too busy, like echoing. There we go. All right, so I'm going to get the Series 3 watch to ring my work email, so you're going to see how loud it is. So I'm going to hold in the digital crown to activate Siri. Call audio mail.
Calling audio mail. Mute. Dimmed. Button.
Welcome to audio.
And this is just me using the normal phone. Or watch, sorry, speaker.
Old messages. Voice call received. 4:31 p.m. Tuesday, the 26th of September.
Now, the really good thing, and I'm pretty sure this wasn't on the old watch, but if I touch the screen...
Star 3 to skip. Press the hash key.
Grab a platter. 8:56. Grab a platter. Keypad.
Okay, I've actually got a keypad. So if I double tap on the keypad.
Keypad. Back button.
And then
7.
Do
star.
Star.
Button. Star. Keyboard. Pound. Keyboard. Pound. Sign.
To record messages.
Okay.
Press 1.
I can actually use the little keypad on the watch screen to use my automated system. So if I press 3.
5. 3. Button 3.
Just double tap on it after I touched it.
And external calls greeting 1. Active. To listen to a greeting, press 0. To create, change, or delete a greeting, press 1.
Okay, and if I want to go back to the main, main screen without the keypad, double tap on back.
When finished,
back button.
Try it again.
Back
there
button.
We go. Back button.
Mute. Button.
And I'm back to.
End call. 1 minute.
I'm just flicking
audio
back to the left.
Volume.
100%. So I've got volume, which is 100%.
Audio mail.
Audio mail is the name of what I've called the dialing contact in my contacts.
1 minute. 39.
That's 1 minute.
End
time.
Call.
In call.
Mute.
Mute.
Keypad.
Keypad.
Audio.
Audio
button.
8:58
p.m.
That's current time.
8:58
p.m. And that's it.
PM.
Now,
Audio.
Where it's got gotcha. That audio down the bottom, when you heard me flicking around initially, you heard it saying something like, grab a regular button. You might have just quickly heard it as I was touching and flicking around. That's the audio button, so it's sort of mislabeled. So let me just wake up the watch.
Mute. Gotcha.
And let's do a two-finger double tap. And there we go. So it's just landed back on the Explore watch face. So I flick to the right.
22 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's 22 as far as I can degrees go. Fahrenheit.
859 maps.
Maps.
And red notifications.
And red notifications.
Phone.
Phone. And that's it. And just keep in mind with the new watch, you've also got all these new faces by default. So if I do a force touch on the screen,
Explorer.
I've got Explorer.
Three complications.
And it's got three complications.
Phone, maps, weather.
Phone, maps, and weather.
Activity digital, customizable. Two complications, workout, calendar.
And it's activity digital.
Kaleidoscope,
customizable. Kaleidoscope.
Three complications, breathe,
three complications.
Heart rate, date.
Okay, breathe, heart rate, and date.
Siri, customizable.
Siri.
Two complications, Siri, date.
Fling to the right.
Utility. Customizable.
That's the usual one.
Four
utility.
Complications. Activity. Breathe. Date. Now playing.
Flicking to the right again.
Modular. Customizable.
Modular.
Five
it's
complications.
Five complications. The
date.
Most so far.
Weather. Breathe. Activity. Heart rate.
And that's my favourite one so far.
Toy Story.
Toy Story.
One complication. Date. Astronomy.
Astronomy. No complications. Oh.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse, my other favourite one.
Three complications. Sunrise / sunset. Weather. Calendar. Solar.
Solar with no complications.
Numerals. Customizable. One complication. Activity. Motion. Customizable. Three complications. Weather. Date. Heart rate. Add new face.
Add new face. All right, now before I come out of there, let me just flick back to the left.
Motion.
And I'm going to double tap on motion.
Customize. Delete, activate, delete, activate.
It always jumps away, there we go.
9:30 p.m.
Now, have a listen to this really exciting bit.
The 29th of a purple jellyfish undulates through. Heart rate, 67 BPM, 4 minutes ago.
Okay, that's my last reading of my heartbeat. Now, roughly it does it every 10 or so minutes. You can also go in there and see your resting heartbeat. But if I enabled...
Enable auto speak.
Enable auto speak.
Control center.
Whoops.
Activate. Enable auto speak.
It always jumps sometimes. No,
a bright blue jelly.
Ah, done it again.
Heart rate. Enable auto speak. Auto speak enabled.
Now I've actually got speak on Ray's wrist. So if I put my hand back to close the watch, so to speak, and then I put my hand down, have a listen.
9:31 p.m. Heart rate. 67 BPM. 5 minutes ago.
Okay, I can get my heartbeat reading straight away or between now and about 10 minutes, depending on what I'm doing, which means I'm on the treadmill. I can get my heartbeat reading straight away, which I've always wanted on the Apple Watch as a fitness tool. All right, the other thing I was going to show you in finishing off was, of course, Siri. We can't finish off as Apple Watch Series 3 without a demo of Siri. Let me just ask Siri. Open settings.
Settings.
Let me just flick down.
Time. Aeroplane. Bluetooth. Mobile data.
And by the way, that mobile data one, it just tells me that I'm connected to my plan.
Do not disturb. General.
Tap on general.
General. About.
Now,
orientate.
Let's flick down
Wakes.
To
Bedside.
Siri.
Locate. Access. Siri.
Now, Siri is a real pain in the neck when you go into this screen because it actually activates HEY Siri. So you end up going in a bit of a circle. So what I'm going to try and do when I double tap on it, I'm going to go to the bottom of the screen and go backwards so it won't activate. So my watch has just gone to sleep.
General, about,
so let me just flick back down to Siri again.
Locate, access, Siri.
Okay, double Siri, tap and touching selected. The bottom of the screen. It's going to flick down to the bottom.
Siri will speak with the same voice selected on your phone.
Okay, Penny. So that's the bottom of the screen. So it stops activating. I'll show you what it does in a minute when I go back to the top. So it's going to be using the same speaking voice as your iPhone. Now remember, with the Series 3, you can actually get Siri to self-voice rather than voiceover speaking it out for you.
Siri, Siri will speak with the same voice selected on your phone. So that's the last line on the screen.
Flicking to the left.
Siri voice. Heading.
That was the explanation of the Siri voice. That's the heading for it.
Select when Siri will speak responses.
Okay, and this is when to select when Siri speaks responses.
Headphones only.
So headphones only.
Control with silent mode.
Control with silent mode.
Selected. Always on.
And I've got always on selected. So of course I just one finger double tap on each one of those, either of those three.
Voice feedback. Heading.
And that's the heading, voice feedback. So have a listen what happens when I do this now. I'm going to flick back to the left. Just want to try to avoid it.
Heading. Just say, hey Siri, after waking Apple Watch. Heading. Hey Siri.
Okay, and now there we go. Because it said H-E-Y Siri, Siri is now talking. So it's going to actually say something to you in a minute because it can't understand what I'm saying. Let me just pause and stop talking.
I'm not sure I understand.
No, I know. All right. Now, that's basically it on that screen. So I've already got it turned on. So I'm just going to press my digital crown.
Siri. Back button.
And I come out of Siri, double tap on the back button.
Siri. Back button.
Come on, back.
General. Location it's really funny. Services.
Sometimes when I'm finally double tapping on the screen, it either goes somewhere else or it doesn't activate straight away, and I've been noticing that quite a few times actually. I'm just going to keep myself tidy and go back here.
Mobile data.
And then flick back up the top again.
Settings.
Yeah, there we go. I just want to make sure where I was. All right. Digital crown.
Watch face.
Okay, so let me unload VoiceOver. 1, 2, 3 on the digital crown. And put my watch to sleep by putting my hand over it. All right, so let's see if we can use H-E-Y Siri with self-voicing. So I'm going to raise my wrist. Hey Siri, what is the time?
It's about that time to bring forth the rhythm in the rhyme.
Oh dear. Yeah, you didn't actually tell me what the time was. Hey Siri, what is the time?
It's time to do the one-armed robot.
Jeez, thanks. All right. Hey Siri, what is the weather today?
Okay, here's the weather for today.
Mm-hmm. All right, how about the third one? Hey Siri, what is the date today?
It's Friday, the 29th of September, 2017. Right, well, you should
read me out the date. Let's try this one. Hey Siri, send message.
Who shall I text?
0437 3634.
What do you want to say?
This is a test message to my work mobile.
Okay, I'll send this.
Okay, I'm sure she was supposed to actually say, did you want to actually change it, etc. All right. So let me turn VoiceOver back on again. 1, 2, 3 on the digital crown.
Message to David Woodbridge.
This is just me reading it now.
Message. This is a test message to my work mode. Don't send. But don't send.
Oh, now I've got a don't send. Okay, that's a bit weird. All right, I'm going to press the digital crown and go back to the...
9:57 p.m. and 54 seconds. Oh, there it
goes. All right, so let me just do those several things with VoiceOver now on, see what the difference is with Siri. So I'm raising my wrist.
9:58 p.m. and 11 seconds.
Hey Siri, what is the time?
It's about the time. Nerera, current time. 9:58 p.m.
That's better. Hey Siri, what is the weather today?
Okay, here's the weather for today.
That's actually just as bad. Hey Siri, what is the date today?
It's Friday, the 29th of September 2017.
Okay, and hey Siri, send a message. Thinking.
Would you like to send, cancel, review, or change it?
Cancel. Cancel. No, let me just touch the screen.
Would you like to send message? Message. Don't send. Button.
It's doing it again. So double tap on the button.
Don't send button.
Jeez.
Message. Don't send. Okay. I won't send it.
Thank you. Jeez. Talk about not getting responses from the screen when touching buttons. So that was actually worse with VoiceOver running. I think Siri and VoiceOver and Siri by itself has a bit of work still to do, but this is just the, I guess, the first update for Siri self-voicing, etc. on the new watch. So we'll just watch this space and see what happens. And just one final little note that's just occurred to me when this setup was happening today. You noticed during the demo, I got a message on my Mac from Mail saying that my Apple ID was being used with the Apple Watch. But interestingly, when I went into the watch settings and I had a look at the item for the Apple ID, it still said in progress. So I'm sort of wondering that it hasn't quite registered with my Apple ID properly for handoff and that sort of stuff. I'm assuming that when I put the watch near my iPhone 8 Plus, it got the information both for the Wi-Fi network and my Apple ID. But as I said, I'm not sure because it still says in progress in the watch app itself. But anyway, for the moment, that will do me for this setup and a bit of a play around with the Series 3 Cellular GPS Apple Watch. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.